You are listening to Hey Little Sister, the podcast with your host, Andrea Monroe Kalima. Hey Little Sister, good morning. It's your girl, your big sis, Andrea Monroe Kalima, back with another episode of my podcast. I told you I'd be back. How are you doing today? I'm doing pretty good. You know, I didn't sleep very much last night, but for some reason, when I got up, I gave thanks to God for waking me up and told myself I was going to have a very special day. So I don't know what's coming, but I'm expecting to have a fabulous day, and I feel really good. And so here I am. I'm here chatting with you. So I hope all is well with you and yours. I came to talk to you about something interesting that came to mind over this past weekend. What did you do over the weekend? Did you take care of yourself? You know, self-care is important. Did you do something fun? As for me, I relaxed and it was well needed and well deserved. So today I want to talk to you about a very, very important question. And what's even more important than this question is your answer to this question. And the question I have for you is, who do you think that you are? You know, for the longest, let's put it like this, for a very long time in my life, I answered this question to myself and probably to others indirectly by defining all of the negative things that happened to me in my life, my traumas, my broken relationships, my flaws, this, that, the other. It would be easier for me to talk to people about the bad things that happened to me than all of the good things that happened to me for some reason. And so I painted this picture of myself as a victim of circumstance, a victim of, you know, trauma, abuse. And because I saw myself that way, my life, its decisions, the people I attracted, the people that remained in my circle, that I had in my circle, they all reflected that poor perception of self. It is only until later in life that I realized that I am the one who is in control of my perception of self. And that when I answer that question, who do I think I am, that it's up to me to focus on the positive things instead of the negative things. And once I started to do that, so let me tell you a story before I even tell you how I did that. So some years ago, I left a relationship. I was engaged and I had just had a child, six weeks. She was about 6 weeks old when I made the decision to walk away from that relationship. I deemed it toxic to me. I endured, tolerated. That's the right word. I tolerated a lot of nonsense that was not good for my mental health. And because I also had children, I didn't feel like I wanted to, it would be in my best interest to subject them to, you know, to a person who had the potential to impair their mental health, especially because children are so fragile, you know, and anything in their early stages will have a great impact on their future and growing up, you know, the wrong trauma, and they'll spend their lives, you know, trying to heal from it or trying to cope with the pain of it, right? I'm sure you can relate, which is why I'm doing this in the first place. But anyways, so I decided to walk away from this relationship. And I walked away empty-handed with nothing, with determination and anger fueling me. Had no idea where I was going to go, what I was going to do. I had three children and I was, you know, I walked away carrying what I could in my hands. And I'm not ashamed to say that I went to a shelter for the very first time. And it was a very humbling experience. It was scary. It was frightening. My two older children, you know, were in their early teens and they were afraid. And I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea what I was bringing them to. And I've never felt so low in my life. So it was then that I decided to move forward, but to cling to God and my faith in God, that even if I didn't know what I was doing, He knew what I was doing. You know, He knew where I was headed, I should say. My pregnancy with that last child was long, and I was in the hospital for like 6 months because it was such a fragile pregnancy. And so I had a lot of time to read. And during that time, I spent a lot of time digging through the Bible and learning about God and learning about how He perceives me. He perceived me. And His perception of me was so contradictory to my perception of myself that it was mind-blowing. And, you know, after some time, I started seeing myself through God's eyes. And I knew, I started to understand that He didn't put me here to suffer on this earth. And that no matter, you know, what I had been through in my formative years, in my early years, that as an adult, you know, I was in control. He had given me free will to kind of, you know, choose the kind of life, a beautiful, healthy, abundant life that He had designed for me to have. And so just getting, you know, getting to understand Him and his perception of me really, really changed the game. It changed everything. Because now I realized I didn't have to tolerate crumbs. I didn't have to tolerate nonsense. I didn't have to tolerate, you know, someone who would say whatever they wanted to say about me and then want to smooch later, you know? Someone who was not in control of themselves and was lashing out at me, right? Toxic behavior in any form. I didn't have to tolerate that. And so I clung to that and I dug into my faith and I allowed God to lead me. And I recall being afraid that I had heard horror stories about shelters and whatnot. And I just remember praying and trying not to let my children see that I was fearful. And it turned out much better than I thought, in the sense that we were placed in an apartment on our own. We didn't have to share with anyone. We didn't have to deal with anything, any nonsense from other people. We were in a neighborhood that was close to where I had grown up. I was able to go to school and finish my degree. And, you know, I had the support, the loving support of like my big brother Jerome and other family members and friends who watched my daughter so that I can go to school and then work. And then, you know, eventually, not too long thereafter, I was able to step out on my own and get my own place and work and by the grace of God, like start my life over abundantly. And so let me rewind for a minute, because I don't want to get carried away with the story that I forget my whole point. So when we were placed in this apartment and this apartment building, I remember it like it was yesterday. I used to pass this tree that was on the side of the building. And I remember walking by this tree every single day, and I would see like sneakers hanging from it, bags of garbage, soiled diapers hanging from the tree, just all kind, you name it. It was garbage all over that tree, like some sort of crazy Christmas tree, but it had garbage instead of decorations. And I used to get, I was like so disgusted by this tree every day I walked by it. And, you know, one day I was on my way to school, right? And I looked at the tree and I thought to myself as I walked away, you know, this tree is just like me. This tree is a beautiful creation of God. It's standing there strong and beautiful. It's only the bags of garbage that are making this tree look or appear to me as some sort of horror show. And that my bags of garbage were the negative things that I had defined myself. But like my broken relationships and my traumas, my childhood traumas and, you know, mistakes that I had made. Those were the bags on my tree. And then I changed the perception of the tree and I said, no, this tree is still a beautiful creation of God. All you have to do is remove the garbage and it's beautiful once again. Just like with myself, all I have to do is stop focusing on the negative things and start focusing on the beauty that God had created. And once I did that, it was on. I was fueled with a desire to just feed the positive about me, feed my goals, my dreams, the good things, you know, like my children, that they were alive, that they were safe, that we were safe, and that, you know, it was just like school and just everything, you know, instead of feeding the negative, woe is me, my relationship is broken, I'm started over, I don't have anything, I'm in a shelter. I fed my goals and I focused on God's perception of me. And as a result, I graduated from college with my bachelor's degree. I got a great paying job at the city of New York. I found a beautiful apartment. My kids are great. I even published a book because while I was in that shelter, I was writing every day in a journal. And I even published that book, which I went on to do events in the community and sign autographs. Like, what? Like, I would never have even dreamed that had I stayed in the toxic relationship that I was in. And even more so, had I not, you know, seen or learned about the way that God perceived me as opposed to how I perceive myself. And so today, that's all I wanted to come to you today to talk about. I wanted you to think about who you think you are. Who do you think you are? Are you the way that you grew up? Are you what happened to you? Are you the abuse that you suffered? Are you your friends that are around you? Or are you more? It would behoove you, old school word, to discover who you were created to be and to focus on that, who you want to be, who you deserve to be. Hey, little sister, you've got one life in this world. Don't waste it. That's all I got for you today. Take care for now. Ciao. Stay blessed.